And everybody, this meeting of the House Health and Social Services Committee will now come to order. It is 3:37 p.m. on Thursday, February 1st, 2018 in Capitol Room 106. Members present are Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Edgman, Representative Johnston, and myself, Representative Sponholz. We have a quorum to conduct business. If you can silence your cell phones if you're new to the building, just so we don't have any surprises during the meeting, that'd be appreciated. Thanks. Before we begin, I want to thank Butch Carber, the House HES Secretary for Records, from Records, and Madison Truitt from the Juneau LIO for staffing the committee today. We have only one item on our agenda today. It is House Bill 236 by Representative Scott Kawasaki, extending the Senior Benefits Program. So with that, would Representative Kawasaki and Mercedes Colbert please approach the come forward, introduce yourselves, and give us a recap of the legislation.
Thank you for the record, Representative Scott Kawasaki, representing District 1, the City of Fairbanks.
And Mercedes Colbert, Representative Scott Kawasaki's aide.
And Madam Chair, I just wanted to sort of thank you for your diligence, the work of Representative Sullivan Leonard, and then folks across the state who've really been able to participate. We introduced the bill in early springtime of last year. You were able to hear the bill one time. We had statewide public testimony back in September, of which a lot of the folks who were in the back gallery were able to participate. They're here today, I think, just to cheer on the bill, although they won't be able to speak to it. But again, we just wanted to thank you and thank the committee for really taking a real diligent process, spending the interim, finding out more nuances, more details about how the bill could be made better. About what senior benefits mean to folks. Really what it is about keeping grandparents in the state and making sure that grandparents have the opportunities to play with their grandchildren, not have to move down to the lower 48. It's a small benefit, but it's a benefit that goes a long way in ensuring that those families can stay together. So I just wanted to thank you, Chair, and members of the committee that participated in the outreach over the summer.
Well, I think we're all a big fan of keeping grandparents in the state, so we're going to open the bill up for amendments from the committee. Is there any amendments to the bill today? All right, seeing none, are there any points of discussion? Anybody want to make any comments on the bill? Oh, and I'd like to recognize Representative Eastman has joined us. All right, seeing none, I would entertain a motion to move the bill from committee.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 236, Work Order 30-LSO754/A from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections?
Objection.
All right. Would you like to speak to your objection?
I would.
Proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I look at the context over the last year and what this legislature has done, specifically in how some of the decisions we've made have impacted seniors. I looked and have spoken with a number of seniors in my district, particularly some of the effects that they've had to deal with since the PFD was cut. And I look at this as a halfway measure, which wouldn't even restore the amount of their dividend that was taken from them. And I look at the decision that we have to make as a legislature this year on whether or not we will restore that dividend to them. And I believe that that decision must come first, and I don't believe that a halfway measure will do. Thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak? Do you maintain your objection?
I do.
All right. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Sullivan Leonard.
Yes.
Representative Tarr. Representative Keto. Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Eastman.
No.
Representative Johnston.
Yes.
Representative Sponholz.
Yes.
40 yeas, 1 nay.
All right, and with that, the bill passes from committee. We're going to take a break to sign the report. is on Thursday. We're going to hear HB 296 and HB 313. And with that, at 3:44, this Health and Social Services Committee is adjourned.